Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Drinks and Dialogue. I'm Dre.
I'm Quita.
Thank you for you guys sharing your afternoon and evening with us. As we do, we're going to start trying to drop topics or drop episodes every Sunday and have them ready for you guys late Sunday, Monday morning. sorry for my voice, a little under the weather. My wife thinks I'm not, but...
No, not at all. She'll be sick. Playing, guys.
That's okay. She'll be sick shortly.
No, I won't.
So
he's been trying to kiss me all day, and I've been spitting in his face, like, that's not nasty. like a hack loogie type of deal, but you know, more of like the cutesy, yeah, like little baby spits, like, cause you know I do love and respect my husband, so I would never do anything to make him feel uncomfortable.
It's just my throat is really jacked up. You can hear it.
His throat is jacked up, but
I got the berry
let's
white.
Not be I got like, the berry let's white. Not Milky Way.
I got the berry white voice.
No, he don't.
You know, every Quiet Storm DJ got like the deep voice. Welcome to Quiet
even
Storm.
Even the ladies, don't they?
Man, everybody. It's like, is this the thing? Like, is this a button they push to change their voice? But this episode of Drinks and Dialogue would be called the Banana Pudding Edition, because I made some bomb banana pudding this week. My wife doesn't like banana pudding, but
I don't, but
my kids love it.
Yes, they have smashed it.
I had to hold them off of it. I'm not drinking. I'm drinking water. My wife is drinking and.
Oh, I said it wrong. It is SVEDKA. Sveka. All natural strawberry lemonade flavored vodka with strawberry flavoring. It is distilled 5 times and it's really affordable. So if you really like a crown apple like flavoring, it honestly has like a crown apple and Sprite if you've ever mixed those two together. Yeah. It has that type of flavoring, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, I took a shot of it earlier, and that's what it tastes like, you know. But I'm not a big fan of super sweet liquors because it can get desserty or dessertish.
Yeah, we were talking previously before we had to re-record this.
Right.
What was it called? Reunited.
Yeah.
Reunited is a very dessert wine, and it's amazing only as a dessert. So if you have a very rich dinner, then that is, oh my god, did you see that dude hairline?
That's what I told you. remember I told you that we was laughing at the iPhone commercial and the guy was walking past and his hairline looked like the iPhone screen. Yeah, that's what I told you. It was jacked up.
My word. But the Reunited wine, it is really, really, really desserty.
Yeah.
And this is dang near that same type of feel, but you live and you learn, right?
Yes, you do.
I mean, it's not so sweet that you can't drink it just regular.
Right, right.
But if you have like a very rich meal, like me and my husband going out lately to one of our favorite restaurants, the meals are super rich. So having a dessert type style drink is like really, really amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's called Soup Spoon Cafe
in downtown
Lansing, Michigan. If you get a chance, check them out.
Even if you want to make something rich at home, you know, using a good heavy whipping cream or bechamel sauce will definitely take things over the top and make it super rich. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, but so what's been going on with you this week? What's new?
Oh, so I had to write a grievance on my supervisor.
Oh. Now, understand, this is listen, hold on. Before she finishes, this is big for my wife because I mess with her because she's so corporate. No, she's safe.
And yeah, so I'm very safe.
She doesn't like to rock the boat. So this is like big step for her. So, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I had to write a grievance on my supervisor. And I didn't want to. But the reason why she kept denying me for my holiday time, which would have gave me 11 days off in a row, and I only would have had to cash in 3 days. And if you know, if you have PTO, you know how that shit work, and you know you work your ass off of that shit.
Right.
And my supervisor basically kept telling me no and wasn't really giving me good reason. She was like, well, I can't leave my staff, like, you know, understaffed like that. But that's not my job to keep her staff correctly. That's her job. To come to find out, she's also taking time off. Well, that pissed me off.
So, not to cut you off, but what we're going to do, we're going to come back. We're going to take this quick, brief break, and my wife will be able to finish up her grievance story. See you guys on the other side. And we're back. My wife is going to continue to talk about her job grievance. As you all know, when you're dealing with supervisors, things like that, and you can't get... You work for the union, it gets kind of messy. So I'm going to let my wife finish telling her story about this.
So it's not the fact that I don't like my supervisor. I really do. And I've actually been working with her for quite a few months in reference to this holiday time. And it's always been the same reasoning. She didn't want to give me my time because her feelings about leaving her staff understaffed come holiday time. Well, the reality is that it's not my job to make sure her staff is staffed. That is her job. Okay, so that means that she shouldn't be taking the time off if she can't keep her staff staffed. Now, the rule of thumb for our corporation or our state agency is that you cannot have more than 40% of your unit out for the holidays. We have less than 40% of the unit, but she wants to continue to make me stay and wait. Because part of it is because she did not do her job correctly in the first place. I believe she's a great woman, but I also believe that she's a very stubborn woman, and that's where we lead to me ending up having to file a grievance after like literally 4 months of me trying to convince her to go ahead and give me my time without me having to go to this step. And it wasn't until honestly I wasn't going to do it. It wasn't until honestly I looked around and I felt like none of my team members caring whether I went to work or not. And I was just like, well, wow, if they're not caring, then why am I caring? Because my supervisor wasn't there either. And everybody deserves their time off, including her. That's not my job to count who can have it off, who cannot have it off. That's not my job. I don't care if you do or not. That's the state of Michigan job to figure it out. However, it's not my job to figure out whether you got enough people covered either. Or if you have the people covered that you like or not either. That's not my job. So that's when it's time for me to just do the next steps.
Yeah, I mean, you got to. I mean, you know, unfortunately, if everybody would do things the right way, you wouldn't have to go to the extreme. You know, this is something that you've talked about for a very long time. And you got to use your union to the best of your ability. If you don't,
I pay for it, so I should use it.
You know, and I look at people that kind of not push the envelope, but have to challenge authority, and they get things done. It's uncomfortable, but it's kind of like what I look like with Cap doing. You know, Cap gave up his career. And look how many other black dudes in the league just put their head down and turned away. It's like, I don't got nothing to do with that. You know, if Cap don't do it, then these owners can always do what they want to do.
Yeah, Cory Booker. If y'all don't know who Cory Booker is, please Google him.
Yes, you guys.
What was the name of that show that he was on? Because he was the mayor of New Jersey. I cannot remember.
It was like a film festival series. Because it came on a specific network
every day. I cannot remember. If you know who it is, then you know how important Cory Booker is, number one, to the black community.
And we started to take a hard right turn into this, but that's kind of that's what we do sometimes.
Because you know, if you guys don't know, we're either watching music videos in the background or we're watching CNN.
And it's important because there's so much going on right now with the Alabama Senate race with Jones.
But this right here, this is what my ancestors fought for me to have the right to do what I'm doing today.
But it
sucks because I am going against another black person. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, my ancestors fought for me to have the right to be able to speak on my own behalf.
But what about the people that don't care about that? Because you know you got
it's
people.
It's an unfortunate situation. You know, that's why I ain't here for them.
But you know they're like, man, anybody trying to hear that? And then they complain when shit get cut off.
Correct.
Or when things get changed. You know, you got a man that's trying to get the Senate seat that's has allegedly
been a pedophile.
And you got...
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
Can you call him a pedophile? I thought that you couldn't call him a pedophile because of the age range of the children.
Right.
I think you have to call him...
It was something else. I forget the
name. Maybe you call him a pedophile. You can't call him a molester.
Because they've been calling him a pedophile, allegedly.
Yeah, so maybe you can call him a pedophile, but you can't call him a molester.
Right, yeah, that's what it is. But, you know, it's funny because you got people still wanting more to become, you know, to have this Senate seat, which is insane. But
I literally heard a black woman state today that... I heard a black woman today say basically that the words of the women who were accusing Roy Moore was not enough for her, that she needs to have more proof that he is the man that these women allege for him to be. And that was hurtful.
And it's crazy because as black people, we're so forgiving. And we let stuff go by, get by so easy. But like our white counterparts, unfortunately, some of our white counterparts don't. Look at what they did to Conyers. You know, they pressured that man to resign. Even
he went into the hospital for it. I mean, but yet being 88 years old, he had been in the Congress for 50 years.
Yeah.
So it definitely was already time for him to retire. And I felt like that was being selfish personally of him to have stayed for so long, knowing that the world is ever evolving.
He should have shut down a long time
ago. He should have shut down at least 8 years ago.
But it's funny how they was jumped on him immediately to step down or resign, but they waited a week or two for Roy Moore, which I can't understand. But the difference is you have a lot of Republicans now just automatically resigning because of what they've done.
Actually, I think it's more of Democrats, people who are resigning versus Republicans. However, at the end of the day, it is important that men and women stick up for their rights, especially if you're in a union. If you're already paying for somebody to represent you, then you need to utilize that service as much as possible. I'm not saying, you know, union for all ends all, but what I am saying is that it's important that you utilize the sources in which you pay for on a weekly or bi-weekly basis, or even monthly basis.
What's that?
The union.
Oh, you went back to the union. Well, when I worked for the state, you know, my union rep sucked. He sucked horrible because it was more political for him to have less people resign as possible or something like that. But the guy gave me horrible advice, and the other guy up under him gave me horrible advice. So it's important that you do your own research when you go into these meetings, because if you don't, you'll get screwed like I did. Just know if you resign.
And there's very few states that actually still union strong. Detroit, of course, because we are the Michigan, because we are the automotive capital of the world. We are very union strong here, and we are here in Michigan. We're still, you know, live from Lansing. However, they are trying to push unions out day by day, and it's not necessary, to be honest.
And you got people that's trying to, and that people, working people, that's okay with the union leaving. And I don't think they really understand.
Yeah, it's a lot of people are okay with
it. And it's kind of like this whole Roy Moore thing. You got people that's agreeing with Roy Moore, black people. You know, well, he did this, that, and third. Well, this dude just said that the best time in history was when slavery was in
existence. I mean, it's unfortunate it was still slavery. What do you mean it's unfortunate? That time was able to be as successful as you thought it was going to be because of slavery.
I mean, it's crazy. And then, you know, Trump said something about Al Franken, but then he didn't say anything about Roy Moore. Talking about, well, that he said he didn't do it. It's like, come on, dude. It's like, really? It's like, that's what we're doing now. But if we don't believe it as black people, then nothing won't really get done. Because we have a lot of power, but a lot of African-Americans don't like to use their power. You know, we have a lot of spending.
You know, here's the thing. And I'm taking over the mic. I can't say that it's not a lot about people who don't want to use their power. To be honest, I am one of those black people who didn't understand my power. It's not that I didn't know I had it. It's that I didn't understand how to use it. Because how I looked at it is that if I used it, then I'll be looked at in a negative light. Does that make sense?
No, I mean, it do for you. I mean, I think in mass, you know, I think more people just got to stick together, black and white, and every other color in between, because we got to start showing these people up top that these things
need more than just a number.
Exactly. That's what it comes down to. And that's why they feel like they can continue to do and act how they've been acting for many years. But it's something that we just got to keep getting better at and keep talking about and have an open conversation.
I agree.
Because if we let it die out, then that's what's going to happen. It's just going to die out, you know. But the election is Tuesday, so we'll see what happens, you know, on Tuesday for the election. So as I said, it's definitely important that you get out and vote. Well, it's not our vote. It's Alabama's vote on Tuesday's special election with Jones and Moore. Crazy thing is, I think Moore
because we just won mayoral vote in the city of Atlanta, Georgia.
One happy with the turnout. I mean, we got it done, but the turnout was really whack. I mean, horrible. I think 17% in one county.
Oh, that's terrible.
I think 23% in the
Georgians,
other county.
Georgians, where are you? Is that correct? They're Georgians,
yeah,
right?
It's like 400,000 people between the two, I guess. It was pretty sad, and luckily she won. You know, I think Killer Mike talked about an anti-I, which is a big campaign and really heavy. This is a certified woman, lawyer. I mean, certified black woman. And I don't think Atlanta has ever had a white mayor.
Black mayor.
Yep, and then the other lady, I think she was like a socialite, basically, as Killer Mike said. The essence, she was a socialite. I mean, she was on the city council and everything, but in essence, she was a socialite. But
that's neither here nor there. Yeah. I don't care what you are, but the fact that you are here to represent your people means more than anything, because guess what? The mother socialites can never say that they've done what she's done. So, and at the end of the day, I am glad that Keisha Bottoms won.
Yeah, it was close. I mean, it was super close. And like I say, I think the people, you got to get on vote. Because like I tell people all the time, and the reality is that people hate when I say it.
But the reality is that the people who are listening, go ahead.
People are listening, they're listening to this.
They're voters.
But they also doing other stuff too. Like I say, people will get out to go to the club. They will get out and go buy the iPhone at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't believe those are our listeners.
Nah. Well, that's your opinion, but you know, I think that people just got to do a better job vote. I mean, getting out to these polls. That's the reality of it. You know, this could have went a different way. it could have went a different way. Just that quick.
So, what have you been watching on TV, babe? Because we've seen what's going on in this news area.
Well, before I get to that, I actually want to talk about something.
Look at him always trying to take over.
You know, Killer Mike was talking about something. You know, he's like, you know, I was downtown checking on my businesses. And he's like, I talked to a white owner. And, you know, he was like, you know, Mike, it's not that white people, quote unquote, is buying these black businesses out. He said they're willingly giving these businesses up.
And I believe that.
He said businesses that their grandparents and mothers and fathers broke their back to build. And said this generation, you can buy them out with a dollar sign. And as corporate America takes it, what do you think we're going to do? We're going to buy them, you know, because they just want a check. And so when you look at black businesses leaving, it's not because they're going out of business for bad reasons. They're getting bought out and they're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
He said there's a very slim few that don't, but majority do.
My husband is really having a hard time, guys, so please excuse his coughing. He really has something great to say, but he's been under the weather for about a week now. So I've been pressuring him to do this podcast, and so it's been taking a minute. Hold on, he has to go. But just from what I know, it is, you know, a lot of black businesses aren't, you know, holding steady to our culture. We are giving up very soon due to a dollar sign. But at the flip side of it, I definitely do understand. I'm sure my husband totally disagrees with it. But I definitely, on the flip side, understand, you know, you trying to get your family to a different place, a different space, and it's definitely difficult when you're not, you know, committed to the brand, because you're so committed into sharing the brand. So that's where we are right now at this point in time.
What?
Committing the brand. It's not that we're not committed to the brand. Oh,
what was that?
That was the remote control, so I couldn't even flip the channel, guys. He gonna have to move the couch.
Right. Oh, what committed brand to what?
Committed to the brand of, like, yes, we get, you know, being loyal to the brand of being a African-American business, but at the same time, you want to be able to be on your own.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Man, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, like I said, you have to, you really got to get out here, I mean, and be more informed. Like I say, that was very enlightening listening to that statement, because we have to invest in ourselves. And that's something I've been learning how to do when it comes to stocks and things like that, learning about that.
Because let me tell you something about that dang on Bitcoin stock. I'm like, I told my husband, put $5 up, okay?
But like, but you know, I don't think it's gonna last. I think it's a.
I don't care because we can cash out now.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it for about 6 months, and I'm shutting it out.
Cash out now. I don't care about if it lasts.
Yeah, I mean, Warren Buffett said it ain't gonna last. So I mean, he's a multi. He's very genius when it comes to investing. So
I agree.
But yeah, we'll get into that later. But some of the things we've been talking about, like we like to do, we watch a lot of TV, a lot of cool shows. Do you want to talk about what you're watching? Are you watching anything right now?
I'm not actually watching nothing. I'm not watching nothing. What you watching?
We
watching The Good Doctor together.
Yeah. Young and Restless, of course. I talk about it all the time. I watch my Ratchet TV from time to time. Love and Hip-Hop.
Actually, I have been watching Married to Medicine, and I am not a Ratchet TV watcher at all.
No, she's not.
But I have been watching Married to Medicine. I still get that, I need to stop watching this type of feel in my belly.
But it's good to see black women.
I'm still holding on. I'm yet holding on.
And it's not bad as the other shows. I don't think it's bad as the other shows, actually. It's not like Atlanta Housewives or anything like that. These women actually got a lot of stuff going on. They got true degrees, you know, true titles behind their
name. Not all of them.
But I like it. I thought the shows were actually really good. Atlanta Housewives is what it is. You know, they messy on there. One thing I found out by watching these shows, is that just because these people say they have businesses, doesn't mean those businesses actually make any money. It sounds good.
I agree.
It sounds good. You know, you're getting booked all over the place. What does that mean?
Because you can be booked under your name and not be booked under your corporation. So that definitely does make a difference.
Like, I remember seeing a video with a little mom talking about, I'm so blessed, I'm on my way to a performance, and it was a backyard barbecue performance at a kid's party.
Okay.
No, but you know, but that's kind of the example. People say I'm getting booked everywhere and making big money.
I'm trying to tell you.
At a backyard barbecue.
Yeah, we can book Beyonce on $1 million. I'm just saying.
Man, that's crazy. That's a huge deal.
Let's get it. If my budget for a wedding is $1.5 million, trust me, $1 million going to Beyonce.
That's right. Because and we charge to get into the wedding.
Hell yeah.
But I'm watching Stranger Things. Me and my daughter just finished up the second
season.
Y'all
need to, you know, wait for the podcast for them, because the podcast of Father Daughter is coming for Stranger Things.
So we're going to talk about that. But Stranger Things is really dope. Watch that. I'm waiting for that to come back on. Right now, Good Doctor just wrapped. Everything just wrapped. It's kind of the new winter show is coming on now. Walking Dead. I got to catch up with that. I got to watch Walking Dead. I don't know what else is out there.
That's all I got for you, boo.
I don't know. I'm just catching up on movies and my DVRs at this point. You know, like Million Dollar Listing, The Prophet. I love watching The Prophet.
What's The Prophet?
The business guy, Marcus Lemonis. Okay. He just bought Camping World. I mean, he just bought Gander Mountain, that franchise. So if you see Camping World, that's Marcus Lemonis, The Prophet show. Shark Tank is kind of getting watered down to me. I don't really watch that much anymore. I don't know.
Nah, I don't even. You know, it's not much out there. Much TV, so.
Yeah, it's not much out there right now. It's really not much out there. Tyrese always keep us entertained, though. You know, and the concert, it's his constant shit he be doing. You know, that's always nice to listen to him.
Well, Seventh Streeter is naked. I don't know what the name of the song is, but she naked.
Who is Seventh Streeter?
She's been out for like 5 years, I think.
5 years? Oh, okay. She just never really hit it big. Or she had a couple.
I think she had like some freaking solos. But again, Seventh Streeter is more of my children's music versus mine. So it's not, I'm not going to take away from, you know, her craft or whatever. She's just not my music. You know, I'm a young one, so, or old one, however you want
but
to say it.
But the music transitions so quick, though. Like, it really does. It transitions
so quick. I don't want to, like, make it seem like she's nothing or whatever, but she is.
Okay, friends, we are coming to the end of our...
I'm sad.
Oh, she's sad. Of our show. But it's been really, really great hanging out with you guys and talking to you guys. One thing me and my wife always talk about is try to find something to get involved in.
Yes.
Find a cause.
Yesterday, me and my daughters were a part of Words Without Worship. They had a community event. They invited my daughter's dance team to come out to participate. It was an amazing praise time event. I was really excited and happy to have been there. Just not only uplift my daughters, Samaya, Langston, their team members, Miss Cha-Cha, Mani, and Kaya. That was amazing. Mr. JR, it was amazing. So I was super stoked for us to have been part of that movement with the Taylors. That's what I can remember their name as. It was the Taylors. But Words Without Worship, thank you for inviting us out. It was an amazing time.
You know, for me, I'm a big advocate of bullying. I think we definitely...
Bullying? You want people to be bullied? You're a big advocate of people being bullied?
I mean, like bullying causes.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just think that we gloss over it.
It's definitely more than...
Schools need to address it. Schools need to address it more. Really dig into it. But the kids are the money. And so people want to kind of stray the line when they talk about bullying. But you got kids killing themselves. You got kids.
Because then we had just like a 10-year-old black little girl, little boy.
Little girl thing.
This week who had killed themselves from bullying.
And they shouldn't know about killing themselves at that age. Like, that shouldn't even be a thought in their mind. But people think it's cute. And then we don't talk about it. So I've been kind of picking up the torch and talking about it because it needs to be addressed.
I agree.
And people don't talk about it until their kid is affected by it. Or if your kid's the one doing the bullying, we're quick to say, hey, they don't act like that at home. You know, we can't be naive as parents because our daughters do a lot of dumb shit. And we have to be realistic knowing that our kids are not perfect. But a lot of you people out there think y'all kids are perfect. And I'm sorry to tell you, they're not. They're doing a lot of shit outside of your home. You know, they're selling dope, smoking dope, partying, clubbing. And so just make sure you guys find a cause, get informed about it, and just kind of start addressing. So
and be home, talk to your kids when they get out of school. How was your day?
Yes.
We don't do that every day, but we definitely talk to our kids. We definitely have conversations. It may not be very specific in that matter, but we definitely speak to our kids.
So. Well, guys, until next time, I am Drake.
I'm Quita, and please get involved in the community. It is the winter time. It is the time of giving, sacrifice. Let's please get involved in that because it's most important.
See you guys later. Peace.